numbers.
Jedna, dwie, trzy, cztery, pięć, co sto kule, co sto śnieg, brambury pečený, ty ja mi mám večeři, brambury pečený, ty ja mi mám večeři.
You are listening to Radio Prague's special Czech language course, Czech by Numbers, which explores numbers and their usage in everyday Czech speech. Today, Dita, Siedu and I will be looking at numbers to do with living and housing. If you look into any Czech real estate magazine or at an online catalogue, you will be overwhelmed by numbers. In fact, the first page on a real estate server where you first specify your demand is all numbers. If you are looking for a flat in Prague, for example, it will ask you which district from Prague 1,
Praha 1,
to Prague 10,
Praha 10.
Then there is the size of the flat. If it is given in square meters, it is quite understandable. But how about those strange numbers and acronyms? A foreigner has no way of knowing what a 2 plus 1,
2 plus 1,
or 3 plus KK,
3 plus KK,
means. Well, the first figure always states the number of bedrooms, or rather habitable rooms with the exception of kitchen. The number 1,
jedna,
or the letters after the plus sign, specify the type of kitchen in the flat. The acronym KK, or
KK,
stands for
Kuchyński kąt,
literally a kitchen corner, that is, a kitchenette. Then you will probably like to know which floor your flat is on. In Czech, the ground floor,
přízemí,
counts as a zero, and the one above is the first floor,
první patro,
and so on. But real estate agents like to make things look nicer, so they will call the ground floor
první nadzemní podlaží,
that is, the first above the ground floor, to make it sound more attractive. There are also apartment categories. They have survived from before the fall of communism and specify whether a flat has central heating, hot water, a flush toilet, etc. Things that we now take for granted but weren't so natural only a couple of decades ago in some old buildings. So a first category flat,
byt první kategorie,
has all the amenities and is in a good condition. The higher the number of the category, the poorer the state of the apartment. Double glazing,
dvojitá skla,
is something absolutely natural and has been as far as anyone can remember in this country. But these days, especially in noisy cities, you may require your flat to have triple glazing,
trojitá skla,
to reduce the noise. And that is all for today's edition. Next time we'll be back with some more Czech expressions using numbers. Till then, goodbye.
Naschledanou. And that was Czech by Numbers with Pavla Horáková.